Passover, the holiday of holidays. People were everywhere. In Jerusalem, Passover was even bigger, an even bigger event. It was like being on site for the Super Bowl. It was a high time of partying and celebration. The memory of bringing Israel out of exile and having victory over Pharaoh and Egypt was and is ingrained in the hearts and souls of the people of Israel. From birth until death, in those days and even today, Passover is a high and holy time. Some estimate that as many as 2 million people were on the streets in and around Jerusalem in the time of this passage. It would have been a huge event, and people from everywhere all over the world would have come into Jerusalem. Now, in John's gospel, the Passover parade takes place just following the raising of Lazarus from the dead. Jesus would have been in Bethany, and he would have gone through that whole process, and you can look back at that beginning of the chapter and read through the raising of Lazarus again. But after the conclusion of that, he would have said, it's time to go to Jerusalem for Passover. And many of those who had been with him would have come with him into Jerusalem. And word would have spread fast about the power of Jesus. Many were proclaiming him as Messiah, but not as a heavenly Messiah. They wanted an earthly king. There are several things that indicate this. First, the palm branches. The palm branches are a reminder of the earlier victories that Israel had won over enemies throughout history as the Israelites had won their battles. They would come back into their camp and palm branches would be waved in front of them and laid before them as they came in. And over time, the palm branch had become accepted as an official image of Israel. It was on coins. It was on banners. The palm branches were always prevalent in the temple. And at every temple celebration, regardless of what it was, the palm branches would have been waved. But take note that these celebrations were always nationalistic in tone, not religious. These palm branches were celebrating the glory of Israel, not necessarily the glory of God. Though one could make the case that the glory of God went before the nation, many were nationalistic in their pride. And the palms in this case were being waved in hopes that God would free Israel from Roman domination. The people were treating Jesus in the same way that they had treated other religious leaders, other religious heroes who had come back from victory. The people of Israel wanted a king. They wanted an earthly king, not a heavenly spiritual Lord. And this was further emphasized by the pronouncement that they were singing, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna is he who comes in the highest, which actually translates, Lord, save us now. Lord, save us now. Save us from this domination of Rome. Save us from this domination of this virus. Save us from social distancing and isolation. Save us back to the community. Make no mistake, however, this triumphal entry was more the tone of a political rally than a revival. This was more the masses wanting something from God for themselves rather than praising God for what God had been doing. The Jews wanted a king. And the Pharisees see that Jesus is gaining support from Galilee to Judea Jesus is the man of the hour. The whole world was in love with Jesus, at least the whole world in which they were aware. And that's why Jesus is seen as a huge threat to the religious and governmental leaders of Israel. But take note of Jesus. Jesus doesn't come in on a stallion. Jesus doesn't come in with an army. Jesus comes in on a donkey and 11 Jewish guys trailing behind him. The donkey would have symbolized a little bit more a regal affair in the days of Jesus. It was not uncommon for those who were in authority to ride a donkey in the parade. That little gray donkey clop, clop, clopping that we sang about at Christmas time, that same donkey or one like it is clop, clop, clopping now into Jerusalem, leading the parade with the King of Kings sitting upon the saddle. Not as a king, but as one who is symbolizing peace, one who is coming in humility, one who is coming without power and especially without a threat. And the crowds were staggering. This was a publicist's dream. The publicity and the political capital that would have been occurring during this parade would have, you could not buy that kind of visibility. But Jesus downplays it all, riding on a donkey, his 11 friends walking beside him, and then there's the crowd. Some in the crowd were merely spectators. They were already on the streets, they were milling around, and suddenly they hear singing and chanting, and they see palm branches waving, and they're drawn by the sensational and run to the curb to see what all the fuss is about. And some were curious in the crowd that day. They had heard of Jesus, they had seen some of the things that he was about. And so they too rushed over to see what all the fuss was about and see if this man could really be king. And they saw the humble Jesus and thought, what's all the fuss about? Make no mistake that some in the crowd were nationalists. They wanted a king to free them from Rome. They wanted Israel to be a superpower, and they were doing all in their power to raise up Jesus and his profile so that perhaps he could be forced into being the king of Israel. Some in the crowd were believers. They knew Jesus as godly. They knew him as an evangelist. They knew him as the leader of their lifestyles. They knew that he had healed many of them. They knew they had received a blessing. They knew that their hearts had been touched. And they were in the crowd. And then there were the Jewish authorities, the Pharisees and the government leaders, the protectors of the status quo, the guardians of tradition. And they were standoffish a bit. And their take on all this is the whole world has gone mad for Jesus. This was a courageous move for Jesus, make no doubt about that. He knew that he was a direct threat to these protectors of the status quo. He knew his popularity was swelling to outstanding numbers. This was a courageous move, and in the face of those guardians of tradition, he waved and he smiled. So on this Palm Sunday, I wonder what you expect of Jesus. Are you expecting a king who will deliver you from all of the trials and tribulations of COVID-19? Are you expecting a leader who will give you everything you ever wanted and take away all of your pain? Or do you want the Lord of your life? Do you want Jesus as the Lord of your life, who will help you move beyond the threats and the pain, help you walk through the valley of the shadow and live in to the fullest of who God has called you to be? And you too are in that crowd. I wonder who you might be. Are you a spectator just running, attracted by the noise to see what the next piece of news is? Perhaps today you might be curious, who is this Jesus and what is he about and what is he going to do for us? Perhaps you are tied to nationalism and you want this Jesus to be King of America and King of the world and for the glory of God to shine on our country. Perhaps you are a believer, and you know that the love of God is bigger than any one country. You know that the love of God is bigger than any one catastrophe. You know that the love of God is bigger than this virus. And you are waving your branches today to once again say, Jesus is my Lord, and Jesus is my Savior. And I praise him for that. Or maybe you are a guardian of tradition. You like the status quo. You like the way things have been. Well, my friends, we are way past the status quo at this point. People are dying all around us. The way we've always done it before will never be again. And we pick up our branches and we see Jesus coming down the street on that little donkey, humble, humble, and saying, I want to be the Lord of your life, but only if you invite me in, only if you request that. So on this week before Easter, as we enter into the darkest of days in our faith, will you merely be a spectator, curious, nationalistic, guardian of tradition, or will you renew your belief? Perhaps for the very first time, will you claim Jesus as Lord? That choice is before you today. Let us pray together. God, help us to see Jesus as Jesus would portray himself. As the Savior of the world, yes, but also as a Savior cloaked in humility and in grace. In these days of panic and fear, help us to be hopeful because of Jesus the Messiah, in whose name we pray. Amen.